We've been listening to the wonderful classes of that great golden swan, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Been so ecstatic. Unfortunately, today you have to listen to a crow whose only qualification is there's some braj dust stecking under his toenail. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Sri Marupa Padambhujo Dulisyam Janmadanmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So today is the third day of the waxing moon of the month of Vaishakh, also known as Akshay Tritiya. In Sanskrit, Kshay means to diminish. Everything in this material world is always diminishing. So Akshay means always increasing. So anything that anybody does on this Akshay Tritiya day, it will have unlimited results, ever increasing results. Therefore we see that people like to open their new store on Akshay Tritiya day because they want that their profit should be Akshay, ever increasing. Not like nowadays, there's no profit whatsoever, only loss and loss. And people do Griha Pravesh, first entrance into the new house, because they want that in their new house, their happiness be Akshay, always increasing, always increasing. And it's so auspicious day that without even consulting the astrologer, you can do your wedding on that day. Because everybody also once said that should be Akshay, happily ever after. And it is also a very good day for starting a journey. Because the results will be unlimited. And we found, we did a little research, we found there's many things that Akshay Tritiya is famous for. Number one is Lord Parashuram, who killed all the Kshatriyas 21 times. He appeared on Akshay Tritiya Day. Bhagirathi Maharaj, who was doing penances to bring Ganga down to the earth, she descended onto the earth on Akshay Tritiya Day. This day also marks the beginning of Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga started on Akshay Tritiya Day. And this is also the day we just see Sudama Brahmana, he visited Krishna at Dwarka. He arrived in Dwarka on this day. We saw he was so poor, the only thing he could bring was some tandoor, some chipped rice, which is a very cheapo thing. Somehow or other, Krishna understood that he must have brought something. He was trying to hide it, and Krishna ate it. And when he returned to his house, he found he had unlimited opulence. Little tiny chipped rice he offered to Lord on Akshay Tritiya Day, and he got unlimited results, Akshay. The Pandavas also received Akshay Patra, on this Akshay Tritiya Day. Sun God gave it to the Pandavas. They were going into the forest for 14 years of staying in the forest, Banvas. So Sangat awarded them this patra that would, as long as Draupadi hadn't taken her meal, it would give unlimited amounts of food. As soon as she would take her meal, then it would stop till the next day. Actually, they were the last year of that, before they went into a gyatvas, hidden, they were staying in Kamivan. Western petal of Braj is Kamivan, so far away it's in Rajasthan. And what happened was Durvas Rishi, with his so many thousands and thousands of disciples, they visited Hastinapur. And Duryodhan, understanding that this guy can be very easily pleased and give nice benedictions, or he can be very easily disturbed and create trouble with a curse, he fed all him with Durvasa Rishi and along with all his disciples, thousands and thousands of disciples, very sweetly. So Durvasa Rishi was very pleased. He said, "What benediction do you want?" Duryodhan was very, very clever. He said, "I don't want anything, but you must visit my brothers, the Pandavas. They're staying in Kamivan forest in Braj, but you must visit them only after Draupadi has taken her meal." Because he knows, since they have that Akshay Patra, they won't have any provision if Durvasa Rishi shows up with all his thousands and thousands of disciples, 50,000 disciples, then how will they make arrangement? If she's already eaten, Akshay Patra won't give anything, and because of that they don't keep any stock. So he knew they'll be cursed to become toads or something. So Durvasa Rishi, he reached after Draupadi had taken her meal, and so he reached with all his thousands of disciples, and Draupadi said, "You just go take your bath, I'll arrange something." Or Yudhishthira said, "Just you take your bath, I'll arrange something." Then he went to Draupadi, and Draupadi said, "I've already taken my meal. Now what are we going to do?" And just at that moment, Devaki Nandan appeared. And he said, "Oh Draupadi, I'm so hungry, give me something to eat." And Prabhupada said, the secret weapon of the woman is tears. So Draupadi began to cry. "But that's the problem! Durvasa Rishi is here with 50,000 disciples and I already ate, and Akshay Patra is not going to give anything till tomorrow." So Krishna, there must be something there. So he went to the pot, and there was a little piece of spinach, sag, was stuck on the edge of the pot. So he took that little piece of spinach, and he said, "This was the best prasadam I've ever had." Because Lord was satisfied, whole universe is satisfied. So Durvasa Rishi and his disciples, they were all bathing in the river. Suddenly they felt completely full. In Spanish we have a word for it. After the Sunday feast and you eat too much, then "Uy Prabhu, muy bloqueado." I think you can understand, without understanding Spanish, you can say "muy bloqueado." He said, "Oh man, I couldn't eat anything." Everyone looked at him. "No, me neither, man. What can we do?" So then Krishna told Bhim, "You go and call them." So Bhim put his club on his shoulder and he walked out to the river. And so if somebody invites you to a feast and you don't eat, it's a big insult. So they thought, "I couldn't eat a thing. It's going to be a big insult. Let's get out of here." And then they looked, they saw Bhim coming with his club. And they said, "Uh-oh." Without even drying their cloth, they just wrapped their wet cloth and they all ran into the forest and disappeared. So that didn't happen on Akshay Tritiya day, but Akshay Tritiya, they got that Akshay Patra anyway. Because this is part of Braj, we expanded that one a bit. Vyasadeva started composing Mahabharata on Akshay Tritiya day. We get unlimited amounts of punya from reading Mahabharata. Adi Shankaracharya composed Kanakadara Stotram. I don't know this Kanakadara Stotram, but anyway, that's there. Kubera also received his position and his as the custodian of the wealth of the demigods. So we can understand that was Akshay. You get unlimited wealth. Goddess Annapurna Devi also appeared on Akshay Tritiya day. The Rath Yatra construction also starts on Akshay Tritiya day, and I don't know if they're going to, hopefully they'll get permission. And Badrinath Ashram temple also opens on Akshay Tritiya. I hope they got permission. I don't know if it's, but anyway, this is some of the things about Akshay Tritiya. Anyway, for us the main thing is Chandan Yatra. So based on Madhya Lila chapter 4, the glories of the devotional service of Madhavendra Puri will speak today. So the chapter begins, Mahaprabhu had started for Vrindavan, but instead he ended up going to Navadvip. So when he left Navadvip to go back to Puri, he took Lord Nityananda with him and three others. So the five of them started toward Puri. On the way to Puri, they crossed the Arisan border, and not far after they crossed the Arisan border, they came to Ramuna. When they came to Ramuna, they took darshan of Gopinath, who had become famous as Shir Chor Gopinath. And the priest, seeing Mahaprabhu and his associates were dancing ecstatically in front of Gopinath, and the priest, seeing this, they treated them very nicely, and they gave them this special shir. There's a special preparation. It's condensed milk. There's not a grain of rice in it. Somehow our Chaitanya Charitamrita says rice, sweet rice. But in Bengali, sweet rice is payas or payasam. And shir, just like we know Shirodakshay Vishnu, is milk. So every time I go to Ramuna, they always remind me, why your Chaitanya Charitamrita says sweet rice? There's not a grain of rice in it. It's called Amrita Keli, sweetened condensed milk. And if you go there, you can see for yourself. So they delivered all the, because they used to offer, what was it, 10 or 12 pots? 12 pots to Gopinath. So they delivered all 12 pots to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but since there were five of them, they only returned 7 pots and they relished the 5 pots. Then Mahaprabhu sat with all his Lord Nityananda and associates, and he began to describe the glories of Madhavendra Puri, who is the spiritual master of his spiritual master, Ishwar Puri. So he had heard the story from the mouth of Madhavendra Puri himself, from Ishwar Puri himself. So one time, Madhavendra Puri, he was wondering. He traveled all over India, then he came to Braj. And he was moving around Braj, visiting the different places. In fact, just after you leave Jiva Goswami's Bhajan Kutir in Radhakund, and you go around the corner, there's Radha Binod, then on the left side is Gop Kuan. Now people have been calling it Gopi Kuan, but all the old records say Gop Kuan, the well where the tongue of Govardhan was found. But instead of turning toward the tongue, if you turn to the right and then go down the lane a little ways and turn left, you come to the sitting place of Madhavendra Puri, where he sat at Radhakund. So after doing Govardhan Prakrama, he thought this Govindakund was a very sweet place to do his bhajan. So he went to Govindakund, and he sat underneath the tree. If you go on the far side of Govindakund, down the lane, there's a little temple there of Gopal. And right on the bank of Govindakund, there's this enormous kadamba tree that's, I don't know how old is it, it's at least 500 years, because Madhavendra Puri sat under this tree. It used to be doubly enormous, but in one summer, just a couple of years ago, one half of the tree broke off in a windstorm. But huge, you know, I never saw such a huge, enormous kadamba tree. In fact, you can look on the steps, and like for 20 feet down the steps, you can see this big root is going there. So he sat under that kadamba tree. Now Madhavendra Puri, his vow was he never asked anybody for anything to eat. Just like all the babas in Braj, they go every morning. Radhisham Madhukari, Radhisham Madhukari, Haribol Roti Do. Haribol Roti Do. And they get nice Braj rotis, not made like this, nice and thick, with homemade ghee and butter on top. And Brishbazi Sag, and Brishbazi sweet rice. So thick you don't even have to put it in a katori, you just put it on the patal, bang, like that, it's so thick. But Madhavendra Puri was like that. If somebody offered him something to eat, he ate. If they didn't offer him something to eat, they didn't eat. He wasn't like us. Just like Radharaman Maharaj is sitting here, he can tell you sometimes on Braj Prakrama the prasad is late and everyone becomes agitated. Where's the prasad? What kind of management is this? Every day it's late. So Madhavendra Puri wasn't like us. If somebody gave him something, he ate. If he didn't get, if somebody didn't offer, he never asked. He remained undisturbed. So he was sitting there chanting his rounds, and suddenly a young, beautiful cowher boy appeared on the scene and said, "Hey Baba, why are you fasting? What type of meditation are you doing? In my village nobody fasts. Everybody has plenty to eat. If they don't, they beg from others and eat. Nobody fasts in my village. Here, take some milk." And he gave him a pot of milk. So Madhavendra Puri said, "How did you know I was here? How did you know I was fasting?" He said, "The ladies came to take water from Govindakun. They saw you sitting here, so they gave me this pot of milk. Because I'm the... Who are you anyway?" He said, "I live in this village, and in my village nobody goes hungry at all. Anyway, I have to go milk my cows, so I'll come back later and get the pot." And Madhavendra Puri was completely captivated by this little cowherd boy, and he suddenly... In great wonder, Madhavendra put, and that cowherd boy completely disappeared. Then he took the milk and he offered it to Krishna, and he tasted that milk. When he tasted that milk, wow! Without even putting any honey or gur, it was so sweet. He never tasted milk like that before. And he was so happy that Krishna had sent this milk. So then he washed the pot and he was waiting for that boy to return, and he was chanting his rounds. And late in the night, he nodded out. When he nodded out, he got dream. Suddenly that cowherd boy came and said, "Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, please come, wake up." In his dream, he woke up. And that cowherd boy said, "Come with me, I'm here in the Kunj. Please get me out of here." And he took Madhavendra Puri deep in the jungle in the forest, and he showed him a special kunj. He said, "The Muslim soldiers attacked, and the pujari out of fear threw me in the kunj and ran away, and he never returned. And I'm in the heat, in the rain, in the cold, in this hail. Please call all the villagers and get me out of here. Make a nice temple for me on top of the hill and arrange for a nice bhog offering." So suddenly, Madhavendra Puri's dream broke. And he thought for a minute, "Oh, my Lord came to me in the form of a cowherd boy. I couldn't recognize him. He fell on the ground and began to cry." But then he remembered that Gopal had given him a duty. So he made his mind steady. And he took his bath and did his morning duties. Then he ran to the village of Anior. And he called everyone. Monkey came through the class. Also wanted to, he heard about Amrita Kali. So, where were we? Village. He said, "The proprietor of this village, Govardhana Dari, has come to me in a dream. He's lying in the bushes in the kunj near Govinda Kunj. Please bring your choppers and spades. We have to rescue him from this place." So all the villagers immediately grabbed their digging instruments and choppers, and they began to chop away the forest. And they came to this special kunj, and they saw Gopal, this beautiful blackish deity of Gopal, with his left hand raised high in the sky and his right hand sitting on his hip. But he was covered with dirt and dust and piece of twigs and so many things. So immediately they brushed him off. And everyone was astounded at the beauty of Gopal. Then they realized, this deity is so big, no one person can carry him. So they called the Pelvan. In the village, we have the wrestlers, they're called Pelvan. So they called all the Pelvans of the village. And they, with the heavy, heavy Pelvans, they put him on their shoulders. And they went on top of the hill. And then they brought a big stone to make as an altar. And they established Gopal on top of that stone. Then they brought another huge stone and pushed it up on the, and leaned Gopal against that stone to support him. Then everybody began to, because he told them that you have to bring lots of cool water to cool my body down. So they got hundreds and hundreds of new water pots and began to bring water from Govindakund. And they took cloth and they strained that water into other new water pots. They strained all the water and they brought hundreds and hundreds of pots. And they gradually began to make all the arrangements for Abhishek. And Madhavendra Puri was super ecstatic. So first, he took oil and began to smear the body of Gopal with very fragrant oil until his body was very glossy. Then he began to pour tons and tons of water. Liters and liters of water he poured over Gopal to clean his body. Then he took panchagavya. Panchagavya means panch, you can understand, is five. Five products of the cow. Ghee, milk, yogurt, cow urine, and cow dung. These five things is called panchagavya. So then he bathed the deity with panchagavya. Then panchamrit. Panchamrit means milk, yogurt, honey, sugar. I guess again ghee also. So, beautiful Abhishek. Everybody, and bugles were blowing, conch shells were blowing, and bugles were blowing. Ladies were singing so beautiful songs. It's very auspicious and auspicious ceremonies. The ladies singing, This Abhishek was going on, and then he again took fragrant oil and massaged the body of Gopal, made it very fragrant. Meanwhile, somebody had made cloth for Gopal, and they, after drying the deity, Madhavendra Puri dressed the deity very nicely. Someone made a crown, somebody brought jewelry, and they decorated the deity very nicely. Then, meanwhile, when the villagers found out that Gopal had appeared, they emptied the whole village of every stock of grain and ghee and milk products, and they began cooking a huge feast. They got 10 Brahmins to cook rice and 5 Brahmins for cooking vegetables and other things. And they made hundreds and hundreds of milk sweets, hundreds, so many varieties of vegetables. They had so many men, they had 15 men just making chapatis covered with ghee, and so many different types of milk sweets. We can't even imagine the number of milk sweets. And gradually, they had finished all this cooking by the time Madhavendra Puri was doing the Abhishek and dressing and everything. So then they put fresh cloth all over the hill, and on top of that they put mountains and mountains. Kut means mountain. Just like down the street we have Chitrakoot Ashram. You know, we know Chitrakoot in somewhere in UP and Madhya Pradesh, where Goddess Sita and Lord Ram were staying. So Anna means grain. So Anakut, they made mountains and mountains of rice, and all around they put pots and pots of sabji and kachuris and samosas and pakoras and chutneys and so many things. Mountains and mountains of gulab jamuns and rasgulas and sandesh and ladus, and just mountains and mountains of prasad were all over the hill. And Madhavendra Puri, and they brought tons and tons of tulsi, began to put tulsi over all the preparations. And with great ecstatic love, because Madhavendra Puri is the seed of ecstatic love from which the tree of ecstatic prema of Lord Chaitanya has appeared. So with ecstatic love, he offered all of these things to the Lord. Then he offered the Lord water to cleanse his mouth. He offered him beetles to chew, like that. After that, they cleaned up the place. And then he did this wonderful artik ceremony. With great love and affection, he did artik ceremony to Gopal. And then somebody, Madhavendra Puri, arranged for a new bed and some bedding to cover it with. And he got those strong men to lay Gopal back down on the bed. And somebody came, because it was just out in the open. So with just chatais, you know, these straw mats, they made walls and all around so that Gopal could sleep very nicely. Meanwhile, the news spread throughout Braj that Gopal had appeared, who had been established by Vajranam, who was the proprietor and lifter of Govardhan Hill. So every day another village would come and was very pleased to beg Madhavendra Puri, please let us do the Anukut ceremony. So they would bring again 10 Brahmins to cook rice, 5 to cook vegetables, another 10 for chapatis. And every day they would empty out the village of the complete stock of grains and ghee and milk and yogurt and butter. And they would cook again another Anukut ceremony. Again, the next day another village would come. Even outside of Braj they heard the news and people began to arrive. And, oh, we forgot, after Madhavendra Puri, after he put Lord Gopal to rest, then he told all the Brahmins, there you serve everyone from the young people down to the aged. And first they fed all the Brahmins, and then they fed everyone else, and everybody was full up to the ears. And the whole entire, they fed the entire village, even other people from other villages hearing about the feast, they came, everybody was fully satisfied. And everybody was amazed at the beauty of Gopal. So finally, other villages from outside of Braj began to come and perform the Anukut ceremony. So every day it was going on this. Finally, the news reached Mathura. So all the businessmen in Mathura, they came there and they offered beautiful gold and ornaments and beautiful crown and beautiful paraphernalia and beautiful clothing and so many things. One rich Kshatriya from Mathura, then he built a temple, somebody else built a boundary wall. Like this, the worship of Gopal was going on. Finally, and all those Brahmins who cooked the feast in the village, they all became initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and he engaged them in different services for the deity. Finally, two Vaishnavas that came from Bengal, and seeing the ecstatic symptoms of Madhavendra Puri, they begged for initiation. He initiated them and engaged them in the service of Gopal. So this went on for like 2 years. Very nice worship was going on. After 2 years, Gopal again came in Madhavendra Puri's dream. Said, Madhavendra Puri, oh Madhavendra Puri, the heat of my body is still not gone down. You have to bring Malayan sandalwood and camphor from Jagannath Puri and smear that over my body. Then only will my body be relieved from the heat that I'm feeling. So, now, Puri from Govindakund, it must be at least 2,000 kilometers. And there was no Maruti cars, no Jet Airways. Of course, not Jet Airways is finished anyway. Madhavendra Puri set out on foot. He arranged for the worship of the deity to go on. He trained those two Brahmins very nicely to take over. He had arranged so many other people to take care of the deities. Then he started off on foot, going east to Bengal. When he reached Bengal, he came to Shantipur, where he met Advaitacharya. And Advaitacharya, seeing his ecstatic love, he was amazed. He had never seen, because nobody before had ever expressed such ecstatic love. Prabhupada describes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he was from Madhva Sampradaya, which are somewhat ritualistic, but Madhavendra Puri was completely ecstatic with Krishna prema and love for Radha and Krishna, and in the mood of separation from Radha and Krishna. That was given to Ishwar Puri, and Ishwar Puri gave to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he reached, Advaitacharya was amazed to see ecstatic love of Madhavendra Puri. So he begged to be initiated, and Advaitacharya was initiated by Madhavendra Puri. Before Nityananda Prabhu also had met Madhavendra Puri, I think in Pandharpur, no? Or somewhere along the way. Somewhere he met Madhavendra Puri, and he and Nityananda, they were rolling in ecstasy in so many ways and just ecstatic. And Nityananda also took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. So then from Chantipur he headed south to Puri. On the way, when he crossed the Rissen border, he came to Ramuna, where there was a famous deity of Gopinath. What had happened, we just mentioned Chitrakoot. So Lord Ram and Goddess Sita, they were staying in Chitrakoot. One day there was a big storm. Big, huge thunderstorm. And just like a few days ago, we had wind was blowing and rain came. And we'll get more of them. Now it's Vaisakh. These come. Goddess Sita and Lord Ram, they took shelter. And after the storm went away and everything became peaceful, everything was, now the rain had washed, everything was perfectly green, little drops of water were sparkling in the sun, and Sita was enjoying the view. And suddenly, since the rain had stopped, little white cows began to wander hither and thither. And Lord Ram smiled. And Sita was curious, why my Lord is smiling like this? So he asked her Lord, he said, seeing these cows, I'm remembering my next incarnation. I will appear as a Gopal, as a cowherd boy. And Goddess Sita was very intrigued. She said, what is that form like? She wanted to see that form of her Lord as a cowherd boy. So Lord Ram took a stone, black stone, and with his arrow, he carved a deity of Gopinath. Beautiful Gopinath playing his flute like that. And he began to point out all the aspects. He's playing the flute, he's threefold bending form. And accidentally he touched the point of his arrow to the body of Gopinath, and suddenly blood came out from the stone. Self-manifested deity. So later he gave that deity to the sages in the forest. One time, King Narsingha Langula, or Langula Narsingadev, came from Puri, and on pilgrimage he came to Chitrakoot and he saw this beautiful deity of Gopinath. And he begged those sadhus, please let me take him back to Puri and arrange nice opulent worship. Somehow they saw the devotion of the king, so they gave Gopinath. He brought Gopinath. On the way they passed through Ramuna, where also Ram and Sita had stayed in the beautiful forest. If you ever go to Ramuna, it's a very beautiful place. Very completely natural, sweet place. I knew somebody had one of those tickets to go around all over India, wherever you want, on the train. And he asked me, where should I go? He said, whatever you do, don't miss Ramuna. After visiting the whole of India, he said, the most best place was Ramuna. So anyway, they stayed there for some time, and Sita was thirsty, so Lord Ram shot seven arrows and created a river there and quenched Sita's thirst. So they enjoyed this place very much. So when Gopinath got there, the king found that he couldn't move Gopinath, and Gopinath came in his dream, no, I want to stay here, this nice natural place. So they made a temple there, and Sri Guru Gopinath is there. So Madhavendra Puri, he came there, he heard about this temple, it was famous. So he asked one Brahmin about whatever they offered to Gopal, to Gopinath. He was thinking, I will learn about what they offer to their Gopinath, and then I can offer the same things to my Gopal. So he was telling all about all the offerings. He understood that they offer only the best things, finest foods to Gopinath. So he went to the Pujari, and Pujari told him, yes, we offer only the finest things, but the best thing is in the evening, we make 12 pots of sweetened condensed milk that's just like nectar, so we call it Amrita Keli. We offer that in the evening. So Madhavendra Puri decided to see the evening offering. As soon as they were making the offering, you think, wow, after the arti, if I get a taste of this, then maybe I can make the same thing for my Gopal. Then immediately he thought, he said, hoi, 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 I'm trying to enjoy the bhog of the Lord before it's even offered. What a sinful man I am. So he became quiet. He watched the bhog offering, he watched the artik, and without saying anyone, he went away from that place. Since it was evening, he went to the marketplace, which was vacant. And he found some merchant stall, and he put his mat down and sat down to do his bhajan. Meanwhile, the pujari He took the pots away. He looked for that. Where is that sadhu who was just here? Anyway, he distributed the pots of sweet rice, Amrita Keli. He put the Lord to rest, mopped up the place, put the Lord to rest. Then in dream, Gopinath came to the Pujari that I have kept one pot of Amrita Keli hiding behind my cloth for my devotee, Madhavendra Puri. You please open the temple and get it and find out my devotee, Madhavendra Puri. So the Pujari got this dream, so immediately he took bath, he opened up the temple, and sure enough, behind Gopinath's cloth, he found this pot of Amrita Keli. So immediately locked the temple door, he went to the marketplace. Oh, Madhavendra Puri! Who is that person named Madhavendra Puri? You are the most fortunate person in the world. The Lord has stolen Amrita Keli for you. Please come take your prasadam. Oh, Madhavendra Puri! Who is that person? You are the most fortunate in the universe. And Madhavendra Puri was so surprised. Who's calling his name? Nobody knows him in Ramuna. He said, I'm Madhavendra Puri. Immediately that Brahmin fell down, sastang pranam, before Madhavendra Puri and touched his feet. Then he handed him, the Lord has stolen this sheer. Like, you know, sheer Daksha Vishnu lives in the ocean of milk. Sheer. Sheer means milk, not sweet rice. Kheer means milk. And he handed it to Madhavendra. Madhavendra Puri immediately began to manifest all symptoms of ecstatic love, knowing that the Lord has stolen a pot of sheer for him. And the Pujari was completely shocked seeing the wonderful transformations in the body of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri sat down. He ate that sweet rice, that Amrita Keli, with great relish. And then he broke the pot and tied it in his little pieces in his outer cloth. And every day he would take a little piece of that cloth and chew on it and experience all types of ecstatic symptoms. Meanwhile, Madhavendra Puri figured that in the morning when the people find out that Gopinath has stolen a pot of Amrita Keli for me, then everyone will come. And Madhavendra Puri, he was not at all after Lab, Puja or Pratistha. He didn't want any name. So immediately packed up his things. Not like you with two Samsonite suitcases. Lota or Kambal, Sadhu Kasambal. Lota and a blanket. That's the luggage of the Sadhu. And he headed towards Puri. When he reached Puri, he went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. He fell flat on the ground and began to manifest all symptoms of ecstatic love. All the people were astounded. And they understood that this is that person for whom the Lord has stolen sheer. Even though a devotee doesn't want fame, fame follows him anyway. Just like little puppy dog. So his fame had already reached Puri. And then he thought, oh no, how can I stay here? Everybody's honoring me. But I have my mission for Gopal. So then he told all the pujaris about how Gopal had appeared in Vrindavan and Govardhan. And he wanted Malayan sandalwood. And Prabhupada explains it comes from the Nilgiri province, wherever that is. Somewhere in the Western Ghats, Prabhupada said there's Nilgiri. It's also known as Malaya Hill. So immediately, everybody's understanding the greatness of this devotee, they arranged for tons of sandalwood and tolas and tolas of camphor, and they arranged two heavy load carriers to carry it, and they gave him, because there were so many toll collectors on the way, they gave him all the release papers to carry it, because it was so many tolls were there. In fact, at one point they confiscated he set off for Ramuna, or he set off for Vrindavan, and on the way they confiscated his stock of sandalwood and camphor. Then they saw the papers, then they immediately delivered it back to him and gave him money for his travel expenses even. So in this way all the toll collectors were very kind. And he reached back to Ramuna. Everybody was very overjoyed to see Madhavendra Puri back in Ramuna. And they treated him very nicely. Then again, in the night, Madhavendra Puri got dream. Oh, Madhavendra Puri, Gopal came in his dream. It will be too much trouble for you to carry this all across the subcontinent. There's many Muslim countries that you'll have to pass. And you may get so much trouble. You just take this chandan and grind it and smear it on the body of Gopinath. Because Gopinath and I are non-different. If you smear that chandan on Gopinath, then I myself will be cooled in Govardhan. You please believe my words. When he got up, he was astounded by his dream. He immediately went to the pujaris. The pujaris were overjoyed. Because now the summer season, because we're seeing it's getting hotter. Well, it should be getting hotter. It's not, though. So for the summertime, they would have lots of chandan to smear in the body of Gopinath. So they employed Madhavendra Puri, took those two low carriers, he had them grinding the chandan. Then he told them, you give me two more men, I'll pay their wages. And they began to grind, two more men, four men were grinding chandan for Gopinath. And every day they would smear that chandan on the body of Gopinath. And Gopal and Govardhan was feeling very satisfied. Because he just wanted to test Madhavendra Puri's love, that he was willing to go all the way across the India to bring this chandan to Gopal. So in this way the whole stock of chandan was finished. Whole stock of chandan and camphor was finished, smeared on the body of Gopinath. So Madhavendra Puri returned to Puri for Chaturmasya. Then apparently he must have returned to Ramuna, because just down the temple from Shir Tora Gopinath, there's beautiful Samadhi Mandir, very peaceful place. Huge old banyan tree with so many roots hanging down is there. I remember I was there one time, and there was a nice sadhu named Achyutananda taking care of the place. I don't know if he's still there or not. But and it's so green and peaceful and so beautiful place. So that particular night, somewhere there was a thunderstorm going on. So I was seeing half the sky was completely black and golden streaks of lightning. So fast you couldn't even count them. Golden streaks of lightning. The other half of the sky was completely black with so many stars. And that banyan tree was filled with so many fireflies. Ding, 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 ding. All over underneath the banyan tree, fireflies were going. In the sky, the stars were, on half the sky, the stars were twinkling. Other half the sky, bright lightning, golden streaks of lightning were going. Very beautiful place. So, then, after telling the whole story, Mahaprabhu turned to Lord Nityananda. Just tell me, is there anyone more fortunate in this world than Madhavendra Puri? Three times the Lord appeared to him in his dream. Three times the Lord appeared to him in his dream. He caused the old ancient deity of Gopal to appear. He established Gopal on top of the hill. Lord Gopinath has stolen this Amrita Keli for him. Who is there more fortunate than him? Madhavendra Puri is the emblem of ecstatic love for Krishna. In fact, he has written a verse. That verse is the Kastuba money is the best of all jewels. This verse is the Kavya Ratan, is the jewel of all poetry. This verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani herself. And only Srimati Radharani, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Krishna's Kaviraj Sala, Sriman Mahaprabhu, and Madhavendra Puri, and no fourth person can understand this verse, the purport of this verse. No fourth person, these are the three. So this is spoken by Srimati Radharani, Krishna has gone to Mathura. I dina dayardanata he. Matura nata kadavalokshase ridiyam twada loka kataram daita brahmyati kim karomyaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Matura, when shall I see you again? Because of not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved, what shall I do now? And Madhavendapuri, while leaving this world, he chanted this verse, which is full of ecstatic separation from the Lord, which is our main sadhana in Gaudiya Sampradaya, this feelings of separation, as just demonstrated by Mahaprabhu in his later life, staying with Swarup Damodar and relishing the mood of Radharani in separation from Krishna. So we'll repeat it again, it's so sweet. I dina dayar danatahe matara nata kadava lokshase ridiyam dvaraloka kataram daita brahmyati kim karomyaham. O my Lord, O merciful Master, O Master of Matara, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved, what shall I do now? And Mahaprabhu concludes the narration saying, anybody who hears this narration of Madhavendapuri bringing Chandan, revealing Gopal and bringing Chandan to Ramuna, and have Shri Tur Gopinath stealing the shear for him, will be blessed with Krishna, with pure Krishna prem. So according to Gaur Ganagesha Deepika, Madhavendapuri, he's a desire tree in Golok. And he's the first one to express openly ecstatic love for Krishna and express this mood of separation from Srimati Radharani. Then we have a little information about Chandan Yatra, which was established by, in Puri, was established by King Indradumna many thousands of years ago. So it says that Chandan Yatra is actually celebrated for 42 days, divided in two phases of 21 each, Bahara Chandan, Outer Chandan, and Bitara Chandan. Inner Chandan. Outer and inner refer to the place they're happening outside and inside the temple. So Bahara Chandan, first they smear the body of Lord Jagannath with very fine Malayan Chandan, everything except for his beautiful expanded lotus petal eyes. Then they take the Utsav Murtis along with Ram, Krishna, Madan Mohan, Lakshmi, Biswadatri, and deities of Shiva from five Shiva temples known as Pancha Pandav are taken in procession to Narendra Pushkarni on their respective vimans, chariots carried on the shoulders. In the Narendra Pushkarni, the deities play in two beautifully decorated, illuminated chappas, boathouses, and are worshipped. They are generally taken all around the Pushkarni in these chappas. Then they are carried to a house known as Chandangar inside the tank, where they are bathed for some time in scented water. Thereafter they are dressed and decorated and bhog offerings are made. Finally, a second round of cruise takes place with the boats again and the images returned to the main temple. The last day of the first phase of Chandan Yatra is called Bonri. Thousands of people enjoy this festival with great delight. Bitra Chandran, the last 21 days, include rituals held inside the temple itself. Instead of the daily cruises, the playful ride happens here on four occasions. The Amavasya, the full moon night, on the Shasti and Ekadasi of the bright fortnight. During this Chandan Yatra, devotees anoint the deities of the Lord with cooling sandalwood paste. So we have a couple of minutes. There's another festival in Braj takes place and has to do with Chandan Yatra. Because in Nandagam, there's a huge sarovar, one of the most beautiful places. We have Kusum Sarovar, then there's Pavan Sarovar, then in Mikamivan there's Bimala Kun. There are four beautiful, huge sarovars. When Kun becomes too big, it's called a sarovar. So Nanda Maharaj, he excavated this just on the north side of the hill. Now it's behind the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Intercollege. For the pleasure of all the Brishpasis, so it became known as Nanda Sarovar. How it became Pavan Sarovar is very interesting and connected with Akshay Tritiya. Because one time, Nandalala, he saw that Mother Yasoda was making all types of funny bhojan. Not the regular rice, dal, chapati and sabji. She was making all fried things. Little fried noodles we call save, little cracker-like things we called matri, all things fried in ghee. So Lala, he came, he said, Maya, are Maya, what kind of funny bhojan are you making today? Kis pratyar kabhi chitra bhojan banari aj, Maya? He said, Lala, your Baba, he's going on pilgrimage. So all these things are fried in ghee, they will last for a long time, and he will eat them along the way. Because still today in India, there's many people who won't eat things cooked outside the house. Nowadays getting less and less, otherwise we wouldn't hear so much noise on the train. Kela kela banana, kela kela banana, same, same, apple, apple, same, same, santare, santare, orange, orange, santare, santare, orange, garan, garan, singara, garan, garan, singara, chai, chai. But still we see the cultured Hindus, they bring nice katoras, tiffins, and they bring their fried things along and eat along the way. Acham Maya, where's Baba going? Where's he going? Said Lala, he's going to Prayag. Where is that Maya? Are Lala, I'm busy cooking. You ask too many questions. The little boys, they ask too many questions. All the mothers are laughing, they know. You go ask your Baba, I'm busy cooking. Baba se pucho. So he went to Nanda Baba, he said, Baba, 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 Kanjari, oh Baba, where are you going, Baba? He said, Lala, I'm going to pray. Ye kahin, Baba, ye kahin, Baba, where is that, where is that? Lala, that is very special place where Ganga, Jamuna and Sarasvati join in Sangam. When two or more rivers join together, we call it Sangam. Just like here we have devotees from Bengal, from Bihar, from America, from even from Colombia, from UP, from Orissa, from Rajasthan, from Maharashtra. So many, we've all joined together in, from South India, we've all joined together in Bhakta Sangam. Even from Brazil. So, we've all joined together in Bhakta Sangam. Acha Baba, 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 today's very inauspicious day to start your journey. You should go tomorrow. Tomorrow's Akshay Tritiya. That is best day to start your journey. So Nanda Baba said, okay Baba, Lala, since you're telling, I will go tomorrow. So next day, just like every day, before Mangalartik, we all get up and take our bath, right? So Nanda Baba, he went to got up to take his bath in Nanda Sarovar. When he got there, he saw there was a great big personality bathing in the kund and laughing, and then rolling in the dust and laughing. Oh, 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 ah, ha, ah, ah, ha, ah. Then rolling in the dust and laughing and bathing in the kund and laughing. Ah, ha, ah, ah, ha, oh, ho, oh, oh. Ho. Huh? And Nanda Baba, he never saw such a personality in his Nandagam before. He went there, he said, Maharaj, who are you? He said, Baba, I'm Prayag. And Nanda Baba said, Prayag? There's no Prayag who lives around here. Are Baba, not from this place, from Prayag Raj, king of the tears, where Ganga, Jamuna and Sarasvati joined in Sangam. Acha? Is it? And why have you come? Oh Baba, all year long everybody comes and puts their pap on me. Sin. So one day on this Akshay Tritiya day, I come here to Braj, I roll in this dust, I bathe in this rover and I become pavana, purified. Pavana means purified. Acha? Is it? Then Nanda Baba saw on the other side of the kund, so many beautiful ladies were taking bath. Very beautiful, not like Nandagam ladies. Nandagam ladies also beautiful, but this was different type of beauty. Just like we see the North Indian ladies have different type of beauty. The South Indians, they put all these nice flowers in their hair. The American ladies have a different type of beauty. The Russians are so white and white. And the Chinese come with beautiful eyes like this. This was a different type of beauty. And so beautiful saris. Not like Nandagan sari. Nandagan sari also beautiful. This different type of beauty. With golden thread going this way and silver thread going this way. So he went there and he said, "Ladies, who are you? Ganga, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Tungabhadra, Krishnaveni. All the sacred rivers, Sindhu. All the sacred rivers were there. Godavari. And ladies, why have you come? Are Baba, all year long everybody putting their pop on us. One day we come on this Akshay Tritiya day, we roll in this dust of Braj, we take bath in the Sarovar, and we become Pavana, purified. Acha? Is it?" So then Nanda Baba, he went upstairs. By that time Nandalala woke up. So Nandalala came, "Baba, now you're going, Baba? Baba, now you're going, Baba? Now you're going? Are Lala Abne Janga. Are Lala, now you're not going. Why is that, Baba? Why is that? Are Lala, every place I wanted to go today, they all came here to take bath. Why should I take trouble to go there? Kyon kastu take wahan jai? They all came here today. So ordinarily, there's big festival in Nandagam on this day, Akshay Tritiya day. And that sarovar that was known as Nanda Sarovar became known as Pavan Sarovar. And anybody who takes his bath in this Pavan Sarovar, he becomes Pavana, purified. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Chandan Ratra ki badai ho, badai ho, badai ho.